Our guest at the cafe this morning is Emily Glass of Sulphur Springs, the proprietor of the venue at 219 in downtown Sulphur Springs. Very nice place to hold your meetings. Of course, Emily's former mayor of Sulphur Springs. And we like to talk with her from time to time about what's going on in Sulphur Springs. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
So, seen several stories. One of the most interesting thing is, and this came out of a recent city council meeting, is that they are seeking a grant, and I don't recall, Emily, where the grant is from. I don't know if it matters that much. But they want to develop, there's an area of land there just to the west of downtown, and it's kind of a bit of a wasteland area, I gather, at the moment. But they're wanting to develop that further into yet another nice city park, a place for people to gather and enjoy themselves.
Yes. So this has kind of always been the intention of the city of Sulphur Springs, you know, to revamp and revitalize the heart of the town, which is downtown, and then to start expanding from the downtown area. The area that they're talking about, that they're applying for this grant, currently is not utilized other than as used for dirt for different building projects that the city's doing so that the city is able to save costs there. And it's transportation funds, it's federal money that they're applying for. And I'm really grateful that the city leaders are so proactive in seeking these grant opportunities. But what this would pay for would essentially be a boardwalk around what would become a pond, lake type thing, a larger body of water, so to speak. And this would be a boardwalk that would surround it and potentially cross over it and really make it a very fun, usable area of the town, because right now it's so underutilized.
And I see Tool Design is involved in this, and this is the company that's been behind the remarkable revitalization of downtown Sulphur Springs.
Correct? Yes.
And they have been in commerce here within the past several years, and I'm not sure the status of what some of those plans are for commerce, but they've certainly done some remarkable, amazing things in downtown Sulphur Springs. And then I see also that there's that your board that sort of oversees the projects downtown has approved a renovation of a building. Looks to me in the photograph, looks like two different buildings, but anyway, they're on Church Street. And I think one of the interesting things about this, Emily, is that so many people, not just in Sulphur Springs, but around Northeast Texas, remember the old Sellers cafeteria.
And right.
This is that building and the one next to it. And they've had other uses in recent years, but someone is wanting to renovate that building, and it would join so many others downtown that have been renovated and put to great use.
Right. Yes. So the old Sellers cafeteria and the building next to it, that's kind of at the end before the parking lot. One owner bought that, and she's done some phenomenal work with other buildings downtown in Sulphur Springs. And I know that her vision is just going to be beautiful and very functional and bring a lot to Sulphur Springs. And I like to see people still wanting to invest in Sulphur Springs. And, you know, she has such a good eye and a good vision that I'm really excited to see what she does with those buildings.
Who is that?
Bethany Ashby.
Uh-huh. So she has other buildings downtown.
She has multiple other buildings downtown, and she's done such a fantastic job and made them, you know, very, very functional, but beautiful too. You know, she, when she looked to read where Marlene Sasson class is and where Burgerland is on there on Main Street, she just has a really good eye for design, but making sure that it remains very historically, not, I won't say accurate, but that it's
appropriate.
The integrity's there. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And the most recently that the old Sellers building was a coffee shop there for a time. And then the other building was used for a framing operation. And those are no longer in operation there in Sulphur Springs. So we're talking with Emily Glass, former mayor of Sulphur Springs and the proprietor of the venue at 219 downtown. You all have had a problem with some kind of weird odor that's pervading the community, and this was a number of days ago. It may not be as bad now. Is it as it was, but nobody could quite figure out what that was all about, huh?
Right. I don't know if anyone honestly ever truly figured out the root cause. And I'm kind of fortunate in the sense that I really cannot smell. So my husband was the one who kind of first brought it to my attention. But, you know, everyone from different areas of Sulphur Springs, which I found really interesting, you know, they could be very far north, very far south. You know, some people, especially on the south side, said it's a sale barn, you know. But it was in other portions of the city as well. It wasn't in one area. So one fairly logical explanation. Someone had explained to me that it could potentially be the ground molding just from the excessive amounts of rain that we've received. And it seems plausible. I don't, though, know if a root cause has truly ever been determined.
I heard, not in Sulphur Springs, but I heard somebody else, I think in Greenville, talking about that here a few days ago. I think that makes a lot of sense. And again, we don't know.
Right.
I think the problem is not, and as the days go by, we don't have rain. It may entirely disappear. But
hopefully,
best of luck with that.
And Emily's excited about the upcoming Independence Day concert and fireworks show in downtown Sulphur Springs, and we'll talk with her about that next time.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again over Zoom.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Emily Glass, proprietor of the venue at 219, former mayor of Sulphur Springs. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.